Thai and Cambodian troops fought again this morning on their disputed border, a day after 4 Thai and 3 Cambodian soldiers were killed in the worst bloodshed since the United Nations called for a ceasefire in February. Charles Collins reports.
The latest clash began before dawn and lasted several hours. Both sides blame each other for starting the fighting, the most severe since 3 Thais and 8 Cambodians were killed and dozens of people wounded in early February, and the bloodiest border clash in nearly 2 decades. As part of a ceasefire deal, Thailand and Cambodia agreed on February 22nd to allow unarmed military observers from Indonesia to be posted along the border, but that arrangement has yet to be put into place. Thai Prime Minister Pisit Wechachawa discussed the tension with reporters.
We would like to reiterate that troops from both are close to one another. Therefore, any movement can lead to clashes. We have never had any intention to cause violence, and we will look into the details of this incident.
The two sides dispute territory around an ancient temple, which has recently been granted UNESCO World Heritage Site status. Thailand and Cambodia are both members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which has been trying to mediate the dispute, so far to no avail. I'm Charles Collins.